unboxing. Yeah, the beauty of it is, I was just talking to the guys on the Jack Show, and the Jay, was it Jay Doll King, whatever that guy's name is?
Oh.
That dude actually stopped, he went to Dolls because of German Shepherd's terrible vaginal stench.
Really?
That's what caused it. Yeah, that's what caused him to go over. He was like, yeah, I couldn't handle it anymore. That's how he got into Dolls.
What an amazing coincidence. I just messaged Phil earlier. I said, hey, Phil, you want to do episode 3 of Filler Up? Get that Jay Hefner guy everyone keeps asking about.
Yeah, they keep asking him. Anna wants to get him on the Jack Show, too, because it was her, Cecil, John, and Kelsey. So she's like, yeah, that'd be a great matchup, because, you know, she was here for the for Koopa. And it's crazy because, oh, man, it's – I'm saying, Tim, we're getting closer. We're getting closer to Dolls becoming, like, commonplace. I'm saying within this generation. You're going to see it literally within this generation. So, like, I mean, think about it. 80-20 rule has become 90-10. Pretty soon it's going to be damn near, like, it's going to be, like, 97-3. That's how bad it's going to get. And when that starts coming and the Me Too stuff starts happening pretty soon, guess what? Guys, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I just got my doll. I'm good.
Oh, Dirty Dan, no, who has doxed his real name, but I'm not going to say it here. Dirty Dan says, or Invader Tax says that Dirty Dan knows how bad German Shepherds are the hygiene. Oh, Drex, you should have. So I told you last night in a live chat, I introduced Rishi to the Chimp Out at Popeyes video with Gail.
That brought so deranged.
Oh, he was laughing his ass off. He could not. It's great. Drex, when you introduce someone to the magic that is Gail Cord Schuler, it's like a parent watching their kids unwrap a present. And, you know, the eyes light up and they're like, thank you.
You think that she's trolling. And then there's a point where you realize, no, she's not.
No, like, she really believes this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's like this point where at first you're like, you know, you kind of look around like, wait,
it's got to be a joke.
It's got to be a joke because this is this. And then, but once it does hit, it really hits. You're like, oh no, this bitch is crazy. Like,
is like Steve-O about to pop out from behind the curtain?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're waiting for someone to be like, ah, I gotcha. But it's like, no, it never comes. And you just sit there like, oh my God.
She's gotcha, crazy. Bitch.
Right?
All right. Yeah, we can hit the intro and get into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 73 of the MGTOWN Podcast, your only weekly source of the show that is late and also unbreaded. As usual, I'm producer Tim. Joining me is the mayor of MGTOWN, Drexel. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. Hope you had a happy 420. Shout out to Undead Chronic and the War Band. I know my zombie brother with his green skin was out there doing what he does, smoking some good. So,
smoking the jazz cabbage, as my local radio station calls it.
Yeah, and then it's
jazz cabbage.
It's Earth Day right after, right? It's 420, then it was Earth Day, it's 421.
Then it's Hitler's birthday. Or no, that was 420. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Well, in our zombie green friend, we gotta introduce him to RPM someday.
Because right?
we need to our zombie friend sometimes gets the rose colored glasses when it comes to his Asian queens.
It's funny you say that because we were actually talking about them in the chat, and that kind of goes into what the very nature of the central topic is for today, which is ideology, because the ideology that is very pervasive in Western culture, which is this whole, you know what I'm going to do, Tim? I'm going to go east, and do what? Right? What is it that you're going to do? So. I was talking to, I think it was Stu was in the chat last night, and we were talking about the whole dragon lady, right? Tim, do you know that this is well known to like people who aren't red pill, the whole dragon lady thing? It's well known. Like, right. This is not one of those like, no, man, you have to really do some digging. No, like your average person will be like, oh, yeah, I've heard of the whole dragon lady thing. Like, yeah, she pretends to be this sweet little demure Asian wife, and then you wife her up, and then what happens? She becomes a fucking demon spawn.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what happened? Like, this is well known.
Magical transformation before your eyes, except that it also shits the bed and takes you to divorce court.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to go ahead and talk about Amber. don't worry. Amber's forgotten about her. Yeah, no one forgot about hers, least of which Johnny Depp and his damn finger and his bed sheets. Because, I mean, here we are. We're at this, like, this. I think we're at a pivotal point now that it's 2022. We're into year number two of the COOF, right? And people are starting to go back out again. It's going to be a real thought girl summer, right? And you're starting to notice something, though. You know what you're starting to notice, Tim? A lot of ideologies are starting to finally collapse on each other, right?
Yeah.
The Leah Thomas thing kind of exposed that. You know what I'm saying? The whole parents don't have rights to their kids anymore. No, no, your kids are going to become state's property. See, these are all ideologies, right? The same people who were, because remember, socialism is an ideology. There are people out there who thought that was a good idea. Yeah, let's give the government more power, more control. Uh-oh. And so, it interferes with, like, basically your personal quality of life, right? Tim, think about it. On paper, socialism does sound great. On paper.
On paper.
On paper, yeah.
Touchdown, on paper, unbreaded, yeah.
Yeah, on paper. Here's the thing. A lot of things sound great. Marriage sounds great on paper. Yeah, that sounds great, man. I'm going to have this woman. Oh, she's going to just love me. She loves me for me, right? Doesn't that sound great? She loves me for me.
Drex, I found my unicorn.
I found my unicorn. Yeah, dude. Oh, man. She's a great cook. Everything is just so nice. And it's like, yeah, dude, that's not the real world, right? You have idealized something that isn't very real. In the same way that, like, when it comes to ideology, you see this with a lot of modern women. We talked about with Rolo Tomasi when I was on the show with Andrew. I think it was Fresh and Fit kind of popularized that female, what's it called? The female delusion calculator, right?
Yeah.
The female delusion calculator is very troubling because guys were sitting there for years in the early days of the whole, you know, manosphere. You heard guys talking about 80-20. Tim, where do you think we're at right now? If it was 80-20, let's say 10 to 15 years ago, where do you think it's at now?
Probably 95-5.
It might be. Maybe worse.
Because maybe worse.
Look at the female delusion calculator is basically saying, I don't think one woman has even, I'm not lying, Tim, I haven't seen a woman even score a 1%. It's always point something, like 0.06. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw one.
Oh, who was that?
Miss Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Mom took the female delusion calculator and said, she left a YouTube comment on the last episode.
Ooh, yeah, I can't wait to finally get to the comments because I've been behind on that, but I'm going to get to the comments and definitely engage with everybody. But what did she score?
Oh, she said she scored one bag if she included married men and two bags without married men.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and she said, like, I didn't want to include married men because, you know, I'm not a husband stealer,
mm-hmm.
Which is admirable.
But percent is that?
One bag is, I forget the exact percentage. I'd have to put it through on the. Mm-hmm. Thing to figure out,
but it's not. It's
she didn't get over 1%.
But this is the problem, though. It's not that good, right?
No, we set the bar so low. You have to dig a grave to fail, and most women still do.
And they still do. And this is the thing: when you look at a lot of the guys that put it on there, they're basically saying, like, you know, first and foremost, let's start with the money. Do you know? Because we had guys in our Discord do the male delusion calculator, right?
Yeah,
Tim. I think every single guy who typed it in, it says, like, what do you want her income to be? Guys all put zero. They're like, yeah, no, she doesn't have to. I don't care. Height. You know, for the most part, guys don't really care. They just don't really care, right? When it came to, like, you know, they give you the option, overweight or obese. Yeah, guys are going to say, yeah, I don't want an obese chick. Cool.
Some guys said, I'm okay with overweight.
Yeah, just not obese.
Yeah, just not obese.
Just not obese.
Remember, yeah. Overweight medically? Like, you could just have a girl who lifts quite a bit, and she'd be overweight.
That's true. And let's face it. Overweight is something that you can kind of – that's something you can work on, right? Like let's say a chick is 10 pounds overweight, 15 pounds overweight. Well, hell, you guys can be like, oh, hey, man, we're going to – Tim, she checks all the other boxes. She's just a little chubby, right? Yeah. We're going to start going to the gym and work
together.
Together.
I could use
eat healthier meals. Yeah. Here's the thing. You can cut pop alone and lose 8 pounds easily. Just processed sugar. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that quick.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to find something else.
The reason why this all blends in is because it's really simple. When it comes down to ideology, right?
Yeah.
You got personal versus group. And you think about your beliefs. Your beliefs on a personal level, if you are collectivized and you get with all these people, that becomes a group think, which becomes what, Tim? A
hive movement. Mind.
Hive mind, right?
Yep.
Black Lives Matter. Yeah, that's how you get the... Like you think. It's not like it's always bad, though. Because, look, let me give you an example. If you have a bunch of wokies who have one ideology, right? What do we all know, Tim? For every action, there's an equal and opposing reaction, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a bunch of NPCs, that means that there has to be someone on the other side. Doesn't mean they're going to have the same numbers, but there's going to be someone who says, I am free thinking. I don't buy into whatever you guys are trying to push, right?
These are
ideological differences.
Right. So as the hive mind and the NPCs go extreme one direction, the people who oppose them become more extreme the other direction. You've heard of the thing called the Overton window, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So what the research has shown is that the people in the middle have tuned completely out because they're like, you both are crazy. Conservatives and libtards. You both are fucking crazy.
Yep.
I'm out. Right. Yeah, but meanwhile, they get further and further apart every year and there's fewer and fewer of them.
Yeah, so, the only problem is that the amount of influence you have or control or power, that does matter. Because like I said, you can have, I mean, think about it. Your military, in America, we have around 330 million people. There's not that many people in the military. There's not that many cops. There's not that many judges. So you start looking at, you know, who's doing what. What you end up with is realizing that there's a small minority of people who have a certain ideology and they have the resources to put behind that ideology to achieve their goal. And when you have that group of individuals with similar beliefs, right, they're going to push for it. And that's what you're starting to see with what's happening down there in Orlando, right, with the whole Disney thing. What you're seeing is people saying, you know what, Tim, we're going to push for this, right? This is our ideology. We're going to push for this shit, you know, with like, you know, Dwayne Wade and his fruity ass son slash daughter, whatever that creature is, dealing with, you know, so you're supposed to be a male to female, dating a female to male. No one see in kissing on your, you know, you got your little pictures on your 14th birthday. You're a 14-year-old. It's some Easter pictures. I don't remember any parent allowing you to be kissing anybody at 14. You know what I'm saying? There was never like a family picture where you're kissing your significant other. At age 14, didn't matter if you were straight or gay. It didn't matter. They were just like, no.
I mean, think of the market that, Drex, when you and I were growing up, think of the market that was even available to you. Like, the only chances you'd even get kissing with a girl would be, like, the girl next door.
Girl next door, school, or maybe you met a girl at the mall, maybe. But it's like,
your opportunities are so slim. You had to sneak somewhere, though, right? Because what happened if you got caught?
Oh, you were in trouble, man. Oh, yeah. It's...
Hey, fuck! Oh, god damn it! Who put someone put Lizzo in the chat?
Oh god! Of course they did. Well, shout out to Anna, that Star Wars girl, for talking about Lizzo's fat ass cheeks that were poking out, you know, getting onto a private plane. But you know, this is the thing: when you combat something like these ideologies that someone is trying to say, I'm going to put your boys on hormone blockers, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. You know, you have to have that same gusto as the people that are coming after you, right? This doesn't get talked about enough. Because, Tim, you know my biggest issue with cuckservatives. If cuckservatives had the same oomph that the so-called libtards do, you would never, like, the world wouldn't even be in this situation. It's like you have one group. It's basically, it's a one-sided war. It's similar to, like, the gender war, right? Minister Japp talked about this. Other people have, too, especially in the black manosphere space. They started basically saying, like, the gender war is one-sided. The women are the only ones screaming about how much they hate people all day. Like, Tim, they have, like, live streams and stuff. They're literally just talking shit, like Fox Soul, talking shit about how black men ain't shit for, like, 8 hours at a time, man. All day. Imagine you put in a shift of just complaining about how somebody, you know, ain't shit. It's like, why do you care so much?
Just we even know. You. We've done 8-hour live chats.
Yeah, it's like, just just go out there and do you. Like I couldn't imagine sitting on a live stream talking about how women ain't shit for 8 hours, even for 2 hours.
And never offering up anything of substance. There's literally no just substance. Saying,
yep,
they ain't shit. No examples, not, okay, here's what I did and here's how they responded and fucked up, nope. Right? How
many no times solutions. Have we brought? There's never solutions, right? Never solutions. It's just it's a complaining panel. And I'm just kind of like, so what are you planning to achieve from this? And, you know, like that ideology, that negativity, that basically saying, I'm not held accountable for anything I do, right? Anything I say, anything I do. And, you know, one of the things I always preach to guys in the Discord is like, there's strength in numbers. There's a lot of strength in numbers because, like, whoever you're going against, they've got numbers, right?
Yeah.
When they're up in Calgary and they say, hey, we're going to make you wear a mask. We're going to make you take a jab. We're going to make you do something. It's not one person coming up to you.
Well, and every Saturday, there's about 1,000 of them that walk down 17th Ave who oppose that and are willing to push the police out of the way.
Yeah, you have to do something. And, you know, yeah. We saw what happened with Australia. We talked to Apex and Telroth. Is that this, you know, it's the strength in numbers that, like, for this reason, right? The reason why strength in numbers is a big deal is because when you are individual in your ideology, right? You're the guy who's basically saying, I'm an individualist. That's cool. I get it, right? Let's say you're asocial or antisocial. I get it. I understand. The problem is really simple, though. When you have that mentality of, you know what, Tim, I'm on my own. I'm going to do my own thing. I don't give a damn. I'm not on the left. I'm not on the right. I'm just going to do me. Yeah, about that. They're not going to let you. You see what I'm saying? Because you're just one man, one woman. Like, they're not going to let you just be able to. Was it you that said that told that story about the guy who literally went out in the woods and just said, I just want to live my life and just be basically totally off the grid?
Yep.
Well, and they brought him back. They brought him back to the grid.
Well, it's our version of what are they called? Oh, free men on the land, right? Mm-hmm. You know, those they have hilarious videos on YouTube where they're screaming like, I don't consent when they get pulled over for a traffic ticket, right? Yep. But Canada's version of free men on the land are like bush people, mm-hmm. like Alaska bush people. That show, that would be a pretty good example. Although yep. that's. Of course, everything on TV is fake, but
there are real
people who, this guy built a cabin in the Yukon, but he built it on like crown land or government land or something. And he didn't have permits.
Yep. Yeah, so you're not bothering nobody, right? You're like, yeah. Look, I'm literally out here. I'm not bothering anybody. It doesn't matter.
He built a cabin, a log cabin in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Yukon, we're talking like, you know, Arctic. Up yep. in the Arctic, in the deep boreal forest, ain't no one gonna come see you there.
No one cares. Like, no, it's about control, and this is the reason why that individual mentality. Like, I get it. I get the very nature of, you know, being the bicentennial man and blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, you're never gonna win.
Nope.
You're never gonna win because you're not gonna win in business. You're not gonna win in sports. You're not gonna win in life because when you're just a solitary figure. Like, the masses can either control you or bludgeon you, right? They can say, oh, no, we're going to make you do what we want to do.
And either kiss the boot or it's going to step on your neck.
Absolutely. Well, and this thing, you can get temporary gains, right? You can always get the temporary gains, but this is the problem. You're going to be stripped of those temporary gains by the larger force, right? The larger, stronger force. And it's going to be someone from the outside. And this is the reason why, like, this individualistic ideology has limits, right? It has limits. Because when you're saying, like you said, Tim, I'm going to go build a log cabin in the forest. Do you got a permit? Because guess who could tell you that? If you have a lawyer friend. If you have a friend who has, you know, you see what I'm saying? Like sometimes like, what you want, you need to have, like, you saw this with Donald Trump. He would walk around with, like, a bunch of other people, right? Certain types of lawyers. Because he knew, he was like, I want to, let's say, build a hotel, right? I want to open up a Trump Tower here. The lawyers and all the other people, right, they come up to you like this. Here's the steps you need to take. You can't just build a hotel, right? Yeah. This is all the legal paper, you know, the legal red tape that you have to pass.
You think Trump signs his own checks?
Exactly. Exactly.
So
and this is where
he's got an army of people who are all experts.
Yep.
Right? Trump doesn't keep you around if you don't know shit about anything, right?
And this there's nothing to glean from you.
This is what cuckservatives and libtards both get wrong. You have to be useful. It's not just that you showed up, you know, you got a fancy suit and you sign a big check. Are you useful to me?
Yep.
Remember, Trump would always talk about Carl Icahn, right? Every time he'd say, oh, we're going to get Carl Icahn in here and he'll clean it up. Why? Because Carl Icahn cleaned up one of our Canadian railways. He was activist investor, right? He's one of those activist investors. He's like Elon doing what Elon's doing to Twitter right now, right?
Yeah.
He buys up. Carl Icahn is a huge, wealthy billionaire, right?
He's basically a corporate raider. Yeah, he's a corporate raider. So, yeah, you come in. Now, like, there's positives and negatives to that, right? Like, if you buy, you know, hell, you can buy like 3% of stock, you have controlling interest. In these mega corporations, like, as an individual, 3% is enough to make, like, you know, have sway. And one of the things that I keep seeing, though, is that I've been saying this more and more. I talked about this during the chivalry stream because, you know, chivalry is an ideology, right? You know, it's a code of honor amongst men. And there needs to be a larger push to band together, right? And maximize strength through, you know, our impact, our reach. Because here's what I'm seeing more and more. All I keep seeing is division, right? And if someone says, you know, Tim, you know, ideologically, right? You start to look at some of these religions. And what are you starting to notice, right? From a theological perspective. People spend more time bickering over the tiniest little details between a religion rather than saying, hey, man, we agree on like 90%.
Yeah.
Right? Like the golden rule, right? The golden rule is you know, universal, right? You don't need to be from a certain culture to understand it. Like, okay, well, this person's not doing nothing to me. I'm not doing nothing to them. It seems simple enough.
Isn't the whole split between Sunni and Shia Muslims was like who inherited Muhammad's will after he died? Like one person said it was his son. I think the other, I forget, but there's like the split between Shiite and Sunni Muslims is literally who inherited Muhammad's will after he died.
Here's the thing. It's a waste to use up so much energy for something that's so trivial, so minuscule. It's like, yeah, so what?
And how many Muslims have died because of that one split? Like we say this, we don't say it facetiously. The number one killer of Muslims are other Muslims.
Yeah.
The Shiite and Sunni wars are infinite, right? Over that one split in the early days of Islam. I forget the names. I used to know this, but whatever.
Well, this is why that's so important is that like by having this division, right, you're actually thinning out your numbers and making it easier for yet the third party, right, the true outside force, come in. Because ideologically, instead of saying, hey, man, we're in this together. Although we have our differences, they're not big enough for us to fight each other and destroy each other. Let's pretend that we're going to smoke out the agent. Whoever's going to supply you weapons to yeet a group of people, doesn't matter if those are physical weapons with ARs or they are corporate weapons with hedge fund guys, right? Oh, yeah, here's an asset. Here's a corporate asset. Or it could be like this, digitally, right? Tim, I'm going to cancel you, right?
Are you going to freeze my bank account?
Yeah, we're going to freeze bank accounts. We're going to do all this. So one of the things that you start to realize is that these ideologies, like I said, they're starting to collapse on each other, right? Hashtag believe all women. And, I mean, where is that derived from, though, right? It's derived from feminist ideology. You see what I'm saying? To take away all accountability of women and place everything on men. Look, only male sexuality is demonized, right? Why did you look at that girl in that way? That's lecherous. You know, it's debaucherous. It's all these things. It's like, so you're not going to put anything on her for wearing that sexy outfit. No. No. How dare you hold her accountable?
How dare you?
How dare you? And I mean, think about it. The repercussions of this, of believe all women, guess what they got? They got Johnny Depp in a shitstorm, Tim.
Literally.
Literally, this chick shit the bed.
How? Drex, I always come back to this, and you're like, oh, you talk about shit in the bed too much. I mean, okay, Drex, how does that happen in a relationship? On purpose, right? She made a conscious decision that I'm going to drop my drawers and lay a deuce right here in the sheets. Who thinks of this?
Crazy bitches. Well, now here's the thing, though. Got to be fair, though. Got to be fair. When you wind up in one of these kind of bitter fights, you're always going to have that one side who's going to basically say, you know, we're the group who has the moral high ground, right? We're the more virtuous one. The other side is the oppressor. That's going to be Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. And what you're starting to notice is that you're witnessing ideology meet the real world, right? Because as Johnny Depp goes on the stand with evidence, he's got receipts. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Tug was, sorry to interrupt you, but Tug had a real big clapback against TMZ for that, for editing part of the evidence. And then Johnny Depp plays the unedited version. It turns out, now that we have context, you did some real sleazy stuff the way you edited that file.
He might be able to go after them.
Probably not. The First Amendment protects the journalism companies. You have to prove that there was actual malice, right? I mean, of course, we know with Vic Mignogna that defamation law inside and out, right? You have to prove, because Johnny Depp is a public figure, that there was actual malice intended, that someone knew the truth and willfully chose to ignore it.
Yep. And they can always just say, hey, wait, I got the
my source gave it to me like this.
My source gave it to me, whatever. There's so many problems with this, right? And what's done in the dark will always come to light. And one of the problems with some of the ways that we view these kind of cases is that the ideology of believe all women is why Johnny Depp never went to authorities earlier, right? Mm-hmm. It permeates it poisons an entire culture.
She probably told him, no one will believe you.
No,
she's
did.
Like, you're being a crazy bitch. I'm going to call the cops on you. And she's like, oh yeah, I'll tell them you hit me. No one will believe you.
Yep. No one's going to believe anything you say, especially as a cis white man, right? And she mocks him and says these things. It's the same reason why when it comes to boys, right? Boys can't ever report that they were raped. You see what I'm saying? By a male or a female, right? They face the ridicule.
One's homophobic, the other's misogynistic.
Yep. And you get this, and people don't talk about the right-leaning ideology either, because they're just as guilty, because they'll say stuff like, oh, did your 28-year-old still hot teacher smash you when you were 15? Man, I sure wish I could be like that. I wish I had a teacher like that. Dude, so you're condoning criminal acts. You see what I'm saying? And once again, as you look at what these people are doing, man, you look at the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. What sticks out the most to you, Tim? It's the media coverage, right? How is this being portrayed? Because she's the victim, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for those of you who don't know, Girls Gone Wild has an expose coming. Hey, Tim, without even knowing the plot of this documentary, right? Joe Francis, Mr. Girls Gone Wild. How do you think the women are going to be portrayed on this?
Oh, victims of sex traffickers. They were groomed.
Oh. It's always going to be about what? Because one of the things about ideology is that narrative really does matter, right? You guys sit there and go like this. Tim, here's my narrative. Listen, guys, I have a narrative that is blank. It's how the Duke lacrosse team got caught up, right? Mm-hmm. If the narrative is these guys are always bad, and then it's like, okay, well, you say these guys are always bad. And then they go out there, and then what ends up happening? They realize, uh-oh, someone got lied on. When you start doing believe all women, this is how you wind up there. Rather than saying, hey, man, we're going to have facts, right? A justice system, not a I just changed my mind about what something was system. Not a, oh, I just remembered 31 years ago, blah, blah, blah. No. We're in a system now that has basically corrupted itself so far that it's not that it can't get worse. It's just that it becomes a new form of terrible. You see what I'm saying? Yep. Tim, think about this. Look around you. These guys, we were talking earlier about, our brother Chronic and other guys out there who talk about they want to go to Asia. Okay, why do they want to go to Asia? Do you know why, Tim? They believe that ideologically, these women are different, right? Like, oh, mm-hmm. She's going to be feminine and sweet and And I'm like, but bro, you just said
traditional.
Traditional. And I'm like, wait a minute. You just made a damn video that said female nature is universal. Which one is it? And this is how your ideology starts to get tested, because it's like, do you really have that resolve, right? And a lot of people don't have that resolve. And so what you end up with is a Johnny Depp Amber Heard court hearing that is very, or trial that's very telling, because it represents what's coming next from the government. What's the government want, Tim? Control.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So the government's ideology is really simple. We're going to do a power grab and subjugation, right? And how do you go about doing that? Well, you have to use someone, right? How do you get power as the government? If you represent the government, Tim, you don't go after the dude. They're going to fight back. They'll rebel. Like, they'll have beefs, and they'll stop beefing with each other to fight you, right?
Right.
With women, it's not like that. It's not like that.
Just convince them it's in their best interest. They convince fall them. In line.
Get them emotional, right?
Yeah.
Because this one case, this two cases happened in this area, you need to care so much that you got to come to candlelight vigils, or you got to go stomp your feet or throw a fist in the air.
Oh, I can do even better. Drex, you don't understand. Amber Heard had to act like that because in the patriarchy, right? She was forced to act like that in order to defend herself from the patriarchy, Drex.
Of course, and it's always this. She's always on the her back heel, and she's always being led to something. She's being tortured. Well, this is the thing. Being at the government's very plan is control, right? It's to grab that power and control that power and subjugate you, right? This is where things get a little tricky. That means that anyone, anything, any movement that they can get behind to divide and conquer, newsflash, they most certainly will do it, right?
Every time.
Remember, 2 summers ago? Remember when BLM was burning everything down?
Yep.
What did the government do?
You guys are protesting racism. Good job. Don't worry about the coof. That it doesn't affect you if you protest racism.
Yep. Because ideologically, right, you're currently fitting in with what I need if I'm the government to acquire more power, more resources.
Now, watch the government play both sides of this issue, because Drex, especially in Minneapolis, I don't know if you've seen Uptown post the Floyd riots, but I did. I saw all of those boarded up businesses,
yep,
spray painted to shit, of course. So not only did the government tell one side of the equation, protest racism, but they also said to the other side very subtly, hey, look at these riots. You should go simp for the police.
Yeah.
Drex, they played you. If you were simping for the police, the government wanted that.
Yep. Well, that's why when we did that that show last week with our Australian brothers, man, we let them know, like, look, you right-wing guys were played. Shout out to Hammerhand. Hammerhand had I saw his comment post. He said, this is for all you conservative motherfuckers out here who talked about how we need to get conservatives on the Supreme Court, Tim. And what happened? They went against he was a government agent, right? Who they wanted to force the vax on him. Mm-hmm. Guess what the Supreme Court did? This conservative Supreme Court. They stuck it to him. He lost. And it's like, well, wait a minute now.
The military mandates.
Yep.
Confirmed. Well, held up.
But don't forget, when a woman says my body, my choice, she means it, right? You can't do anything to her body that she doesn't allow. But when it's a dude, you poke him. Do whatever to him.
And I'm stealing this one from Dick Masterson, but when people say the left can't meme, that's cuck-servatives who don't understand what memes are. Memes are not some funny, a funny image of a cat on the internet. No, my body, my choice is the greatest meme that has ever existed.
Yeah.
Think just in terms of the number of people who repeat it blindly every day.
Well,
that's a meme.
This is where conservatives get confused, right? The left memes in real life. So yes, they are terrible at getting little graphics and doing all this stuff and making it look good.
It's like deep the one-liner. Fakes. It's like a Chris Rock one-liner, right? You chuckle at it, then you forget about it. And you move on. That's what Will Smith should have done, right? But no, it's like a comedian's one, Amy Schumer's one-liners.
But
right? She talks about her periods or her vagina for the millionth time. And you're just like, and then you forget and move on. That is right-wing memes. You chuckle, you move on, you forget. Mm-hmm. The left memes, they stick around.
Yeah, well, they're trying to do things to actually control the culture. And like I said, I don't agree with something. I respect it. I respect having the moxie to go about these things. And when it comes to, like I said, here they are saying all these things about, believe all women and blah, blah, blah. One of the things that people get confused about this is why I'm so against it, right? They, it's just a misogynist. I think he hates women. No. It goes deeper. Think about, for a second, believe all women, right? Just the nature of that. Hey, Tim, what's the flip side of that coin if you're believing everything they say, right? Surely they're not going to abuse that power and just start saying anything, right?
Right. The flip side is disbelieve everything men say.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why the burden of proof has flipped. You see, and so what we're left with is the believe all women is designed to make men second-class citizens, right? And then it also allows a wealth transfer, right? Yep. Now, why do they want a wealth transfer from men to women, especially single men? Why? What is the real key? It's consumerism. If I can get this money out of this guy's hand, Tim, and I can put it in the hands of a young thot or a used-up old thot or whatever, what's she going to spend that money on? Is she going to put it into a kid's college?
Useless shit.
Useless
herself.
She's
going to spend it on herself. And not in the future, right?
Right now. Right yesterday. Now. Yep. And this is the thing. The people who don't want to see this, right? They say, nah, Drex, that's not true. And then when they do see it, they want to go back into denial, right? Their ideology won't allow them to be open to the truth, right? And that's where we're at now. We're at a bunch of people who basically, they will look at the truth right in the face. This goes back to what you said, Tim. Remember this one? But she's coming home to me. You know what I'm saying? Like you know,
that was Destiny.
That was Destiny.
That was that Destiny guy.
It wasn't Destiny. Jesse Lee Peterson trolled him.
Relationship.
Yeah.
But she comes home to me at night.
She comes home to me, and it's just like,
and that's the Jack Murphy, right?
It's the Jack that Murphy.
Literally the Jack Murphy, right? Oh yeah, she smashed Matt from Tinder, is smashing her, but she's coming home to me.
She's coming home to me, man. I'm so alpha, bro. And the thing that gets me so wild, wired up about this is that I'm looking at people and they don't know. I'm like, you don't see these agendas being pushed that your kids on an ideological level, they're gonna sit there and go like this. My body, my choice. Like you just said, Tim. Where did you get that? Did you even think that through? No. They're just parroting what they've heard, right? Because they've been conditioned. They've been programmed.
Because when I said it in regards to the mandate, they looked at me like I was crazy.
Of course they did.
It just didn't register. Hey, I said the exact same words. The exact same words. I didn't change a single word. My body, my choice. No, he's an anti-vaxxer. Cancel him. Freeze his bank account.
Cancel him, whatever. Yeah, and that's going to become the new norm, right? And people warned about this for a long time. Long time. And now when those consumers, the women, get that wealth transfer, the consumer, similar to the college student loan debt. So, Tim, do you remember they would bash blue-collar guys and other guys? And then, I'm so special because I'm getting my degree. They get their degree, right?
Yeah.
Doing nothing but absorbing feminist ideology, racking up a crazy amount of debt, and then when they're finally out.
And a body count. Drex, I would say the body count's more destructive.
Yeah. Wait, then the financial?
Then the financial. Now, hear me out on this one. What does the cock carousel do to future families?
True.
Okay. You can screw up your $180,000 debt, but you've only screwed yourself.
Yep.
But Drex, when you screw a family, not only have you screwed yourself, another person, mm-hmm. four grandparents,
yep.
but every future generation after.
It's catastrophic damage. And
it's emotional damage, too.
It definitely is. And it's like, and people need to really look deep and go like this. What is it that I believe, right? Do I have the backbone? Because at the end of the day, when they come for you, are you going to stand firm? And most people, they'll sit there and, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then as soon as it gets a little close, there's a little heat, they cuck up, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad because, like, I look at it like this. We're in this situation because, as I said earlier, Tim, just like I've said this numerous times, you can't let women lose too bad. Because guess what happens if you let men lose too bad? They all become socialists, right? Mm-hmm. This is socialism 101. Tim, I'm or entitled. Or self-deletion, right?
Yeah.
A lot of guys can't honestly,
death or socialism. Mm.
Yeah, right. Mm. Death by a thousand cuts or death by the blade right there in your spine, right? And this is something else because I want people to really think about, like, you know, the legacies that they leave behind. People are always obsessed about, my legacy. Although, then what, right?
Yeah, you notice about me, right? Like, I've never been shy about saying, like, I still believe I want children. But Drex, never once have I said, I'm doing it for my legacy, because that's selfish.
It is.
It's the same reason why Nick loves his family, because you look at something that you've created and you take pride in it.
Yeah, you want it to grow. You want, like, you know, it's like, you know,
they're their own people.
Yeah. They're doing their own thing.
I had the chance to be the influence on this other life. Mm-hmm. And Drex, there are people who still believe that creating life is a miracle.
Like, it's not.
There's still people who believe it.
I get where they're coming from, but it's like, yeah. But they got to take some of that off, but still. But
at the same time, like, my kids, I don't want them to be the reflection of me. Yep. Man, I'm not a good person.
Yeah, you always want your kids to be better. That's just normal. Yeah, you want them to be better. And, you know, this is the thing that's so bothersome is that here we are talking about ideologies and all that, right? And then, like, you know, the justice system doesn't exist, right? There's the lessons to be learned, of course, in the family court where a woman can use the state to attack the man. And it's rigged, right? We all know it's rigged. Mm-hmm. And someone says, why is it rigged? It's rigged due to the fact that the government wins. If you have a system that favored men going to court for child support, that wouldn't work. State wouldn't get any money because guys just don't get petty like that. But guess what? If I can get you, like you said, Tim, these young girls, right? The body counts, the ideology, all the posters, they fall for that easier. Guys don't. And these techniques, right? It leads me to my whole issue with the manosphere. So here in the so-called manosphere, what have we seen from start to finish? It started in a noble light, right? Mm-hmm. Better yourself, man. Go lift weights. Go be about your purpose, blah, blah. These were the early teachings. We've talked about this a few occasions. The grifters are here to grift to get the money and leave. Poison the message, right? Yep. Well, it's okay to cohabitate under these rules. It's okay to have all these relations with these. It's like, yeah.
Share your wife with Matt from Tinder.
Share your wife like Jack and, you know, you're peeing on a back in the front door.
Because Drex, you don't understand because you're asserting your dominance. Hey, Drex, when I think of a creature that pisses on something to take ownership of it, what am I thinking of?
Oh, yeah. You're thinking of that dog, man.
I'm thinking of a dog.
Dog.
Not people.
You don't think, but
it's not how people act.
But this thing, it's not even about acting right anymore, right? It's about this. What can I get off this person? Because what is my ideology? Once again, it's this selfishness, right? It's this whole, I'm going to use you before you can use me.
How much was Jack making a month? He had like a couple hundred Luminal Order guys.
He was doing pretty well. Yeah.
He was making like something like 20, 50, 50. Chronic would know, but I think it was like 50,000 a month.
Yep. But then what happened?
Maybe less than that.
But what happened? See, once you lose track, none of it matters anymore, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter because at the end of the day, what are you going to do? Imagine being Jack, right? He's doing appearances now again, right? He's been hiding out for, what, 3 months now, right? Yeah. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Nick did that on his show. That was so funny.
Oh, God. The dude is, man.
But, you're going to have to break the beard back out when you get over to Nick's.
I know, right? I told Nick that. I was like, yeah, we got to wash these beards. The beauty of all this, though, is here we got a group of people who are pushing for some kind of a change, or, you know, I guess you could say, argue some people are pushing for it to stay the same, right? Like, oh, we don't want anything crazy happening. This manosphere space, self-improvement, right? Always doing the best that you can do, right? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I remember as a kid, I used to think that the only real winner in a race was the guy who's number one, right? My view has changed. My ideology has changed. Because you know what I know now? The person who's like 340 who crossed the finish line, they may have just recovered from like back surgery. You see what I'm saying? So it's all relative. Like, them winning really means a lot to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you remember there's an iconic sports moment in track and field. The guy like destroyed his knee and his dad came out to try and carry him to the finish line. Right? Like destroyed his knee. I forget what the injury was, but or maybe he – oh, no, I think he tore his quad muscle clean off the bone.
Oh.
Right? So he's, like, trying to drag the dead leg to get to the finish line, and the guy's dad, like, runs onto the track and carries him to the – try to carry him to the finish line because getting to the line meant everything. He was in last place. He was going to be, like, a minute, 2 minutes behind everyone else.
Didn't matter. Because if your goal is to finish the race, it reminds me of the original Rocky, where when Rocky says, hey, I know I can't beat this guy, right? It's not like I know I can't win, but what I can do is I can go the distance, right? Yeah. That was when you had 15-round bouts. In a 15-round bout, if you hear the horn, right? I'm going to say the bell, right? Ding. And you're still standing. You accomplished something.
Yeah.
You still lost on points, but you still accomplished something, right?
Right.
You took on Gotham's biggest thing, right? Like, and this is my thing. I'm looking down here at some of these movies that I've seen, right? I was looking at, you know, like I said, whether it be Batman, I'm looking at Star Wars, I'm looking at these movies down here. How do they relate to the manosphere? A lot of people went to the dark side, right? They went to the simp side and the grift side. Because all you're starting to see, look, we started here where people were saying, this is years ago, people were all about this. Hey, man, you know what we need? We need a place where guys can come and hang out and learn stuff and grow and be their best selves, right? That was like the pitch that was sold, right? Do you know where we're at now in this space, Tim? No unity, right?
Yeah.
No unity at all. It devolved into a bunch of racist ethno-nationalism. I see lots of that. Overt and covert simping, right?
Yep.
What am I? I'm Nicki Minaj. Oh, baby, you a 9 out of 10. And then,
maybe she's 9/10 plastic.
She's hideous. But think about this, though. What happens if you're that young kid and you don't have a dad around, right? And the best you can do is Fresh and Fit.
Yeah.
Or the best you can do is Kevin Samuels. And you, what do you hear?
I hear
a guy say 9 out of 10? Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I've unironically heard people say, I wish Kevin Samuels was my dad.
No. Here's the thing. And they actually make a point because here's the thing. Based on their reality, doesn't that make sense?
I mean, honestly, Kevin Samuels would make a better father than my stepfather. I've told you about him.
Yeah.
I've told you about him. The guy was total beta. He had to hit women in order to keep him in line.
That is the most just bitch made shit. When I hear about dudes like that, it just...
Because he was a scrawny, short little guy. He had the short guy rage.
Of course he did. Of course.
So he had to hit women to keep him in line. Well, and he had to hit little, and he had to hit kids to keep them in
kids,
line until the kids could hit back.
Well, it's never fun when the person you're beating on can beat back. But the flip side of that, though, is that there's no more talking right now, right? And, you know, between the grifters and all that, right? We can't even talk ideology in Manosphere. We can't even discuss it without talking about the division. Every time you look up here, what do you see, Tim? Someone making a reaction video to some other guy, right?
Yeah.
These dudes are arguing like females, right? Oh, I got receipts. Oh. You did this. It's just like, oh, like
watching the Ethan Ralph Ricada thing.
Oh God, yeah, Nick.
You want to talk about people arguing like women? Although it's one-sided in that case, but because all Nick's doing is just laughing at the guy.
Well, how can you not? When Nick,
he's a train wreck.
He's like, dude, I remember we were over there. And he did like he was in the middle of a stream. And he was looking rough, and Nick was even like, "Yeah, seriously, I hope this guy gets help." You know, like nowadays, what happens is they go like this: "You know what, Tim? You're my mortal enemy because you don't agree 100% with what I say in my ideology." Right? It's how J.K. Rowling got canceled. J.K. Rowling was woke, right?
Turf.
Not woke enough. She's not woke enough. Yeah. All of a sudden, she's the bad guy. And I'm looking around like, what makes her the bad guy? And when you ask people that question, they don't have a real answer other than like, she's not going along with whatever we're going along with right now. This week's flavor of the day or whatever.
I mean, if Dumbledore was a masculine presenting transgender lesbian, it would have been fine.
Of course it would have. Well, and this is the thing. There have been more and more hit pieces, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Libs of TikTok.
So what is that? I keep hearing about this now.
Libs of TikTok was a Twitter account that was a major factor in exposing the trans teacher who's like, I can't wait to come out to my students.
Oh.
He's a second grade teacher, Drex. Right? And just exposing especially teachers who are these radical communists, right? They got piercings everywhere, tats, weird hair. And they're like, I'm coming for your children, whether you like it or not, and you can't stop me. That was a major factor in the Virginia governor race. That's why Governor Youngkin's in charge right now. So, of course, Drex, we can't have someone actually showing the world what these people say in private.
Yep.
That's unacceptable. So the Washington Post tech reporter doxes her.
Of course.
It's a woman who runs the Libs of TikTok account.
Mm-hmm.
Doxes her. I don't know if she got fired from her job or not, but I mean, you know what the intent was.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
The intent, it was the same intent that they did to Vic, right? It wasn't about getting Vic to say sorry or to apologize or to change his ways or to get help. No, they wanted Vic dead in the ground or homeless on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this... that's what this reporter wanted to do to this Libs of TikTok account.
Damn. Yeah, I keep hearing about it. Like, I've been hearing about it now for a little while. I'm like, wait, what is this thing? And I started like, you know, people were sending me stuff. And I'm like, oh, I see what this is, right? Like, yeah, they're literally the Libs of TikTok. But this is one of the things that I've noticed. Everything that used to be masculine, used to be freedom-based, right? It wasn't to hold anybody back. It was like this. Yo, let's get this money. Let's live our best life. Hey, man, let's travel the world. Let's do things together. You know what I'm saying? It was about brotherhood. Now, where are we at, right? It's like...
Oh, another one. The Daily Beast may have gotten Coach Red Pill killed.
So, yeah, I've been hearing about this Coach Red. He's in Ukraine or something, right?
Yeah, so he's in Kharkiv, which is under siege from the Russian.
Okay, how many people have been able to at least semi-confirm, right? Or are they all just kind of like waiting?
Okay, so it is waiting. But I mean, Drex, are you going to get reliable information from an active war zone?
That's true.
Unlikely. But this is a guy who had been a reliable streaming schedule all through the war and then just vanished. And he's just happened to do so after the Daily Beast published a hit piece on him. Now,
I believe it.
The prevailing theory is that it was actually the Ukrainians who abducted and possibly yeeted him because Coach Red Pill was pro-Russian.
Ooh. About that.
Yeah. And I mean, Kharkiv is still under SBU, Ukrainian Internal Police. It's like the FBI. Ukrainian Internal Police control. So I'm thinking, and you, Drexen, you're in the middle of a war and people are simping for the other side. You ain't going to stand for that, are you?
No, absolutely not.
No. So Daily Beast publishes this hit piece. I assume they had some details. I didn't read the article, but they may have had some details that allowed to identify who and where. So they probably just went and yeeted his ass.
Oh, absolutely. Well, as they should. And, you know, the thing about that, though, is that, like, it's always going to end up in violence, right? You and I have always talked about that. Any situation that you can think of, no matter what, it may not be the best lettuce. We're going to get to this point now. I'm looking at where we're at, right? When it comes to Coach Red Pill type dudes, right? Mm-hmm. How many enemies do you think he accumulated?
Oh, God. How many people live in Ukraine? That many.
Yeah. And not only that, we
talked about the chat. Nick met him in person, I think.
He did. Nick did tell me that.
Yeah.
Well, that was Nashville. What stops him? It was because it was the Bubba show or something. The Bubba.
Yeah, there was supposed to be like a there was a fight with Andy Warski that Tonka saw backed out of at the last second. That's where Rakata met him.
Yeah, well,
Warski was the guy who pulled a gun on a bunch of people in Florida going, back the hell up!
Oh, Jesus. That was a big mistake.
That's Andy Warski.
Well, you know, TFM, I had put it in my notes about TFM because TFM was, he was always right about not wanting to do, you know, meet and greets and all that, right? Especially now that there's, you know, guys unwilling to be cucked, right?
Yeah.
And if you make yourself available now, you could have yourself get cucked. And this push for, like, you know, traditionalism, right? I mean, I got to give a shout out to my man, Lionel MGTOW. He talked about this. He was like, this whole thing about traditionalism, right? Tim, traditionalism is an ideology, right? A rapidly declining one, but an ideology nonetheless, where people are like, no, this is what I want. This is what's going to make me happy. Because I think everyone basically is chasing the same thing, right? To maximize pleasure and minimize pain, right? That's everyone's ideology. Like,
and
I want minimal effort, but I want, because think about it, isn't that what OnlyFans is, right?
Rather than compete for a man, the Konami code for life.
It really is.
OnlyFans is your Konami code.
Yeah. Seek an arrangement. OnlyFans is Snapchat. It's like, oh, well, this is easy. Like, I get it. Now you're going to suffer later, of course.
Well, it's even easier than foodie calls. Because, yeah. Drex, if you pull foodie call on a wrong person, you're going to end up in HMT.
Yeah.
Not on OnlyFans. The chances of you being HMT'd on OnlyFans are almost nil.
I agree with that. It's like, oh, it's just so, it's so bad.
Now, when your husband finds out, that's a different story.
Oh, God. Well, you know, here's the thing, though. One of the things that bothers me about a lot of these modern wokies and all this, and this goes for left and right, because they both can't take a joke. The thing that really is troubling to me is here we are with conflicting ideologies, people, you know, from all over. What's one of the biggest things, though, Tim? Men are trash, right? You're stupid. You're useless. Yeah. You're no good, blah, blah, blah. But they
boys
want you.
Boys are problems.
Boys are the problem, right? You boys in Australia, you stand up and apologize. But yep. You know what's the flip side to all this? They want you, though, right? They want you to fix their houses, keep the power lines up. So you're being treated as a second-class citizen. And then there's guys telling you what's going on, and maybe you like what they say, maybe you don't. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't know if anyone really deserves to be second-class like that, right? Because you've heard about one of the things that they're pushing now, they did with Hammerhand, and they're going to do with others. They started saying that guys who make this kind of content, right, who aren't cucks, you're a terrorist.
I mean, that's going to be the designate someone a terrorist. All right, now we're going to grab all your guns, your kids. We're going to take from you everything, and then let's see how much you want to resist us.
Everything. And the thing is that they're going to use other dudes to do it because their ideology is what, Tim? I'm just following orders. That's their ideology. That's as far as see. There's no resolve. This is what, you know, five simple words. Now we're talking about this. Where's the result? Where's the people saying no, right? Yeah. Most people, they don't say no.
I've said this. All it takes, Drex, is one no-knock in Canada or in Australia, one of those no-knock warrants where they're just kind of walking into your house and arresting you for your Facebook posts.
Mm-hmm.
All it took was one person to unload double aught buck.
Yep.
And now the cops are like, man, you know, I'm nervous about opening this door. It better be for a really good fucking reason.
Absolutely. People don't know your intentions, right? They think, yeah. Hell, where did you come from? So this is the thing, though. A lot of these ideologies, and we talked about this before we got on the show, they're starting to collapse. You're starting to see things start to finally collapse. Mainstream media is done. You heard about CNN's streaming service thing, right? They got canceled in less than a month.
Yeah. By the way, Mal in the chat says that Hammerhand found out that was Photoshopped.
What was Photoshopped?
I assume more details, please. But apparently, yeah, him being a terrorist was false. That whatever.
Oh, the little clip. Okay, yeah, someone just edited him in. Well, I'll tell you a double standard that is real. That is a narrative that they're going to push. Why is The Flash, Ezra Miller, not held to the same standard as other dudes, right?
Mm.
You know? Like, let's look at the Will Smith thing. So, Tim, he slaps a guy, but, you know, he doesn't get convicted of anything. Why? Because right now, it's okay to be a certain thing, whatever that thing is, right?
The cuck rage.
Yeah, it's very
remember,
real.
What does that legitimize, Drex?
Oh, yeah, man.
Will Smith legitimized being cuckolded.
Yeah. Well, wait, did you hear there's a rumor that he walked in on Jada getting smashed by Mark Anthony, the singer?
Huh.
And rather than do anything, he just like, got up and like walked out like a good cuck would. Like I said, yeah. That's just a rumor. So
I
don't know
if that's
true.
Did he bring a snack tray? Did he drop off some Gatorade?
Would you be shocked?
No.
You know, no. I mean.
That's why Will Smith didn't catch consequences for that, because the media needs him. They want you to be just like him.
True. True.
By the way, yes, I will press S to spit on CNN's grave. I know I glossed over that, but here's my sad face, Drex, that CNN, here's my sad face.
Oh, yeah, there's a tatted tear. Well, I mean, this is the thing. When you push a narrative that's consumed with hate and all you're doing is projecting all the time, people are like, yeah, I'm glad to see you go. And then, of course, on the right, they have their own issues, but it's like, some of these double standards, right? Like I said, the Ezra Miller thing is troubling because, like, who is he beating up? He's beating up women. They're all women. And so, yet, here we are, right? Right. They basically say like this, hey, Tim, if you identify as non-binary and you're a rainbow agenda person, you're not held to the same standard, right?
Nope.
And
no, you can do all sorts of stuff with kids.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not the end of the world, right? It's not that bad. And this thing, we don't, you know, we've always talked about having solutions, right? Positive ideology, right? What does work? Well, talking to your neighbors, talking to, you know, communicating with people, finding like interests, like hobbies.
I'll give you a great example. So I've said this during the trucker protests, right? I red-pilled the shit out of people, conservatives, who were simping for the police.
Ugh.
But then we were down at the convoys and we're like, hey, you still want to simp for these guys? And slowly, they began to realize that the police are not your friends.
Yeah, they're just a tool. That's it. They're literally just a tool. Well,
it's the baton that the state beats you over the head with for compliance.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, look. Let's face it like this, though. When it comes to, like you said, you're the Blue Lives Matter simps, right? Tim, most people are creating their own enemy, right? Through their policies, right? Their public works, their policy. Like, oh, I would spend money on this. I would do that. I would help Coach Red Pill, right?
Yeah.
But from what I've made it, what I've heard, he doesn't sound like the kind of guy who would do that for anybody else.
Oh, no, he was absolutely a, well, you're familiar with the term lol cow, right? From
yep.
Kiwi Farms. Yeah, Coach Red Pill was the lol cow. He loved the clout. He loved the controversy.
Stoicism, man. Can't appreciate that enough. Like, what's his name? Self-improvement, stoicism. This is one of the things that I had written down that always stuck with me, right? Being the masters of your own fate, right? Being able to go like this, yo, man, I'm going to work here. I'm going to, you know, do this. I'm going to do something that's going to set me up for later, right? And you're creating your own luck. Whereas the person that just reacts to everything, right? Well, Tim, I thought I was covered, but I couldn't make rent money this month. Well, what were you doing? Well, I got lattes every day from Starbucks for $6. Well, that's not smart, right? You know, and this is the thing. We're in this situation where, you know, we talk about how there's consequences, right? Feminism, MGTOW. There's always going to be consequences to whatever movement. BLM. Do you remember, Tim, the early days of BLM? It actually got a lot of support, right? Like people were like, yeah, this is wrong. Well,
Mike Brown, hands up, don't shoot. That was the early days of BLM.
Early days where people were like, yo, man, yo, like so people were on your side. And like, this is the reason why I say infiltrators are the worst.
Yeah, and then Trayvon happened, and we were like, okay, that's 50-50. And then, what was it, Tamir
Rice. Yeah Rice. Boy.
And we were like, yeah, I agree with you on that one. That was fucked.
But you know what ideology people are starting to subscribe to more and more by the day? Just tribalism.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Tim, you look like me, so that means blah. You sound like me, so that means blah. So people started saying, like, wait a minute, man. Are you guys giving this some actual thought?
Yeah. So does that mean Nick is both black and white?
Oh, look, man. Nick's blackface is God tier. Well, and this is the thing.
Is it better than Justin Trudeau's? Who wore it better?
Oh, God, Justin. Well, there's always that push, right? There's the law and order push, or there's the government control, right? You have the government control, law and order. And what is the opposite of that? It's freedom and rebellion, right? Mm-hmm. There's that old, I don't know if you ever saw that, there's an old Gundam Wing movie called Endless Waltz, right? And it said there's three beats in life, right? Peace, war, revolution, right? They're in an endless waltz. You're going to have the good times, right? And then things are going to get ugly. And then once they get ugly, what's going to happen? That's going to get really bad, and now you got to rebuild, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you can go to, you know, certain places in Scotland or whatever and be like, oh, how long has this castle been here? Well, it's pretty simple to figure that out, you know? And, you know, here we are with you know, the issue of, like I said, would it be Disney? And I was watching The Batman, and it really struck me for this reason. A lot of people are creating their own enemy in that regards, right? Oh, yeah, Apex says infiltrators only seek self-fame. Absolutely, they're not there to help anybody. But one of the things I noticed about the Batman movie is that, Tim, they're creating their own enemy, right? And that's something that Black Panther, I think, did get right with the Killmonger character. It's like, you can't go out here doing fuck shit and just think, Tim, nothing's going to happen to me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm good. What could go wrong, right? And what does go wrong? Something that you did to somebody, whether you slighted them, whether you gave them a raw deal, whatever it may be, it comes back to bite you in the ass later. Like, that's why they always say, like, you know, the best revenge is success, right? If you went through a bad breakup, the best way that you can succeed is just go out there and win.
Or get a hotter girl.
Yeah. Get a hotter, younger girl. That. And they always want to know who she is. You've seen this, Tim. A dude can show up to an event or something. Who is she? Don't worry about who she is. Oh, I have to know. It's because I'm so afraid for my kid, my man. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a boy or girl, right? They're so afraid. No, what they're really worried about is all that campaign money gone away, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, fun life hack. If your attractive cousin comes to town, hit the town together. Uh-oh. Especially if it's a small town, you'll get everyone talking.
Oh. Well, actually, you know what? Crazy thing, Tim. I had a plumber come to the house today to fix something, right? And this dude told me a story where he said, look, man, he was talking about, you know, he got divorced graped, right? Graped. This is back in the day. So for those of you who don't know, based on where you live, there was a time when they didn't even account for a woman's income, right?
Yeah.
So if you made $80,000 and she made, I don't know, $70,000 or $102,000, doesn't matter, right? Her income wasn't factored in. It was only the guy, 25%. You just get cut one quarter, right? And this is how the ratchet ideology kind of came to be, because here he is wanting to go do his thing. Would you believe this chick got remarried in New Zealand? But because it's New Zealand, Tim, not America, that you don't lose that child support order, right?
Hmm.
See? Hmm. So then she was ordered to send the kid off to dad twice a year for over 2 weeks, right? She never did it. Never did it. Because why do that when you just get money, right? Yeah.
It's oh, like, sorry, I ran out of money. Well, what happened to all the money I sent you? I spent it.
I spent it. Tim, these divorcees, there's a reason they don't do what? They don't remarry, right? They're like, okay, if you got a nice sweetheart deal in a divorce as a woman, getting remarried ends your gravy train. They're like, yeah, I ain't going to get remarried. So they start to sound like dudes. Oh, what's the point? I don't need a label. This dude, this is no lie, man. This guy tells me, if you think that's bad, right, of not being able to see your kid and stuff, she not only did she not send the kid over ever, he got pulled over on a routine stop, gets hit, child support evasion, because he had taken time out for unemployment, right? Mm-hmm. Tim, 99 days is your option. You get 99 days in the workhouse. You don't even get sent to like court or anything. They literally pick you up and send you right to the work camp, right?
Yep.
His debt was $5,000. To retain a lawyer to fight the case was $6,000. It's a trap.
Yep.
It's a trap. And like, that's why I wanted these people to understand that. Like, this is why we need better self-governance and why we need what? Better self-improvement and unity. Because it's like, Tim, what I keep seeing is more and more dudes are starting to drift down that like nihilistic route, right? Everything's all over. I hate my life. I'm black pill. Like, dude, you don't need to be. And I see it more and more. And like I say, it's starting to worry me because I'm like, dude, people have it. It's like literally victory is right there if you want it to be. But that's what I got for you guys, man. I just want people to know. It's like there were just things that I thought about that I was like, this is really something because I keep seeing division. Tim, the division's not stopping.
Nope.
Every time you look up, somebody's on a panel talking about some other content creator and all. I'm like, all the time though? Like, it's okay to have like an issue with one or two hot takes a person's made, but not to discredit the whole person. But that's what people are doing, man.
I mean, we joke about Chronic and his, Dragon Lady, but
yeah.
it's in good faith.
Yeah, it's playful. You don't want to see someone take an L for real. Like when you're ribbing them, it's always there's always that truth right there, right? You have a lie, a truth in the middle, and then another lie, right?
Yeah.
And the lie that he's been told, the fiction he's been told, is that like these chicks are somehow different. They're not.
Save Chronic.
Yeah, I definitely will.
I know he knows this. It's just.
Yeah,
you'll have to get it out of him.
Yeah, he's like, oh, dude, that's just my. That's it. That's his type. It's like convincing somebody who's a boob man to like stop liking boobs so much. He's like, yeah, but I can't though. Right? He likes what he likes, so.
Or you overcorrect and he just like, a hot girl with a nice rack walks by and his neck is like completely rigid, trying not to look at her.
Oh, God. I did see a hilarious.
And you can't enjoy it.
More for that.
Drex, when you see a nice petite blonde girl with a good size, D's walking by you admire that. The same reason I admired, the same reason why I admire the mountains, because nature is majestic and beautiful.
Well, yeah, it is. Well, and this
just like you admire a nice ass, right?
Well, one of the things that you really want is that when you admire something, it doesn't mean you invested in it. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Like, I mean, like, okay, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of window shopping, right?
Yeah. Or even visiting the art museum. Are you buying the Mona Lisa? No, I'm just going to go look at it.
I'm looking at it. I just want to see what the hell the Mona Lisa is like because I'm interested. Yeah.
And all the other art that's here too.
Yep.
The sculptures and whatnot. Yeah, I'm just going to go look at them.
But that's basically all these broads are offering now is looks. their artwork, literally. That's a Basquiat. That's a Warhol. There's a Picasso, whatever. Yeah. So that's basically where we're at, man. But, yeah, I wanted guys to know that because it's getting to this point now where I keep seeing, like, some of this negativity seep in where people are starting to do, what's the point about anything? Like, this negative ideology. I'm like, dude. Just go out there and just win. Just be a winner, and you won't even have these feelings.
Drexel, there's nothing more tragic than a young man who self-yeets in a situation that was either avoidable or fixable.
Oh, absolutely. And, right? Well, and let's face it. A lot of times, all it really took was like one or two videos, right?
Yeah.
One or two videos to pull you from the edge, calm you down, and make you realize this would be the worst mistake of my life if I did it, right? If I go through with it. So rather than go through with it, I'm going to rebuild myself and do better.
or even just do different.
Yeah.
You don't know it's going to be better until it happens, right?
But yeah, that's true.
Do different.
Yeah, yeah, different environment, different crowd, different job. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, just something different, just to mix up, so you're not just that mundane life.
One of the greatest qualities of being a young man is being able to pick up and move to a different state at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, I'm gonna give my notice at my job. I'll get a different job at this place. Remember, if you are, and Grimlord talked about this, right? If you don't need to work the $65,000 a year job if you're not spending half of it on simping.
Mm-hmm.
Drex, you don't need a whole lot of money to keep yourself happy. You pay the rent, you buy some food. The money
spent on simping is out of control, man. Guys are taking women on lavish boat rides. It's like, Jesus. But they aren't ready for the truth. Think about it. They live in a world where denial is the best option.
A young man who can lift more than 20 pounds can get a $20 an hour job anywhere in the U.S.
Agreed.
And you just have to get your hands dirty. If you're on, if you're up in Maine, maybe you're working on a fishing boat, right? If you're in Virginia, maybe you're in a coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can lift more than 20 pounds and you are able-bodied young man, you can get a job for $20 an hour anywhere, any state. Helping on a farm.
Yep.
Milking cows, branding horses. Going
to Costco.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere they give you that.
Do you know how many people it takes to hold down cattle when you go to
Not
brand
much.
It?
Not much.
But would you do it if you were out of shape? And couldn't lift shit. And your back was all fucked.
Yeah. Now, the circumstances change, right?
Yeah.
So you got to go through.
So... And, of course, anyone can answer a telephone.
Yeah. Well, hell, I'll tell you something I saw, man, with my own eyes. I went to a Culver's to get some food for my daughter. The server, because, they give you, like, a little ticket to go and park because the backup line is backed up, right? The drive-through line is backed up. And I go over there, and I'm waiting for my food. A girl with Down syndrome comes over, right? And I thank her for giving me the food. And she's like, oh, yeah, thank you. I'm like, she's working, though. I was at a Papa John's. The guy had one leg, Tim. He literally had a metal leg, right, as a pizza delivery guy. But he's doing it, though. You see what I'm saying? As there's other people out there not doing shit, pretending they got type 9 diabetes, right, making a whole lot of claims. Oh, I'm sick. I'm tired. I got all these reasons. I can't do it. But just give me money, right? But meanwhile, we got people with Down syndrome working. We got people over here, one leg working. Some people may have one eye, one arm, whatever, right? Paralyzed. But they're trying.
Some people are autistic. I'm not talking about the Rackets server version of autistic. They actually have, like, legit autism.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Jordan Peterson gave a pretty long talk about the knowledge economy, that there is a threshold of IQ that people just – you're not useful for anything if you're under that threshold.
Yep. It's literally the NPC meme. Literally.
Yeah.
Like you're just a body.
No. Yep. We do work. Richard says.
No, but it's very true, man. Like you'd be amazed that I'm looking around and I'm seeing people who they say are, oh, they're so vulnerable. They're so weak. We need to help them. And they're over there helping themselves. And I'm like, but yeah, there's people out here with able bodies, able minds, don't want to do nothing.
God, you know what job I'd want an autistic person to do? Stacking crates or pallets of product. Yeah. Because, Drex, I've worked in bottling plants and manufacturing before where you stack delivery pallets. You don't do it in exactly the right way. The whole thing just goes.
Yep.
Right?
They would know.
I want an autistic person to stack that pallet because they're going to get the perfect pattern every time.
Every time.
Right?
Isn't that great? God bless autism.
But anyways, I don't have any emails. Oh, by the way, I did. I took down the voicemail line. No one used it.
Oh.
So we were paying for it, and no one ever used it.
Oh.
So I took it down.
Oh, okay.
But send us an email if you want to get in touch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Most people just email or they call in. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Through StreamYard, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I see. I watch a lot of or listen to a lot of other podcasts, and they always do these voicemail segments. Number one, you can never understand what the person is saying.
Never. That's, everybody has like the ultimate potato mic, fucking sweet potato mic.
The cell phone is the ultimate potato mic.
Oh, God,
you should know this. We did our first episode on cell phone. Man.
It's so bad.
I remember, I can't wait for episode 100 coming up this. I think it is October 29th is episode 100. I think I counted it out.
Nice.
So we're just going to reflect on the first 2 weeks of the show, man. Where you're sitting in your car with a phone.
Yeah, it feels fun to just kind of, like I said, to grow and to be, you know, the more you're on YouTube, the more, you know, you talk to this guy, you talk to that guy, that person wants you on a show. So, you know, you kind of interact with people that, like I said, maybe in the real world.
Awesome
people. Yeah, you meet all these people that you wouldn't have normally met.
I told Nick that the bromance between you and Andrew is sickening.
Oh, God. Yeah, Andrew. I'm supposed to be talking to another Andrew. There's some other lawyer, Andrew Baranka.
Oh, Andrew Baranka. Yeah, right of self-defense. He's
He's the
Second Amendment lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'm gonna. He wanted to do a show, so I'll definitely have to talk to him. Because
he's a big fan.
That's something that needs to get talked about. Because how many guys have been in situations where they're thinking like, oh yeah, I'm in the clear because you know self-defense law protects me, and they wind up serving real time. Yeah, you can't just say it's self-defense because, you know, I was there first or, you know, I thought I heard something. No, you need to know the law so that you don't get caught up. Fucking the dumpster dude.
And then, by the way, someone in chat said, when you go do the beard stream with Nick, invite Ty Beard.
Oh, God.
The Beard.
Oh, God. The Beard himself.
Fear the Beard.
Yeah, Ty is, man. Yeah, he's great.
Man, I can't wait till the day Ty comes on this show. It'll happen eventually.
Well, there's so much to talk about just because, like, you know, like the longer we wait, the irony is, like, there's that many new issues.
Oh, yeah.
The parental bills, the fact that, they're talking about trans athletes and, you know, voting this and just it's getting out of control.
Are you familiar with Larry Blydner?
No.
Okay. In Nick's early days, he did what was called the Chad Dad stream with Doug Tenaple, with Ty Beard, and some other, like, dads of – and they were, like, dads of the Dick Masterson universe. So Larry Blydner is from the Dick Masterson kind of universe. Larry's got a beautiful radio voice, by the way.
Nice.
Got a bit of a man crush on that. But I think you and Larry would have a great show together. I got to see if I can reach out to him. But – for you and Ty Beard, I would want to see the Chad Dad.
Yeah, Ty's great. Well, yeah,
raising daughters in this world.
It ain't easy, man. Hell, I mean, I got to always look over my shoulder. What are you watching? I see her giggling about something on TikTok.
What are you wearing?
It's just, it's endless. It's just endless effort because, you know, there's not really much you can do because women are going to, you know, they tend to just fall victim to whatever the culture is. So if the culture says get ran through, most of them are going to do that. So you have to just do everything in your power to prevent them from being like low value, toxic women.
Well, it's almost like your daughter should talk to Anna at some point, like privately, not.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Not on the show or anything, but privately.
Definitely.
But that, because that's what they need, right? The only way you find good women is women who had good role models.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes they self-selected good role models. Other times, they didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Right? Mom set them straight or grandma set them straight. Drex, how many women were raised by their grandmothers see become a problem?
It became more and more common, especially within, like, I'd say the last 30 years, 30, 40 years.
I know grandma. Two. I know two girls who were raised by their grandmothers, and they were straightened up, right? They were the quiet girls in school, right, carrying the books on their chest.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't talk to the boys very much. They, you know, they weren't out getting tattoos. They weren't at the parties.
Yep.
Right? And they go make something of themselves. Well, you know, become a teacher.
Well, those are the girls who actually won because, like, they cashed in their chips early. They got a man.
Yeah.
They didn't go out there riding the carousel. And now they're not all broken and damaged because, like, that's what more and more men are going to see. And that's why the marriage rates collapse. These women are out here acting crazy.
It is one of the most difficult decisions you'll ever make, but Sending your daughter to a college helps her select good men. But
well, now it's just
then you also feminism. Have the risk.
Yeah, it's yes. woke feminism now. So it's sad.
Did you equip her with a strong enough shield to get through all that?
I mean, we'll see. You never know, right? Because, I mean, hell, a lot of girls...
You could do everything right.
You could do everything right, and she could still be on OnlyFans. You know, there's no set pattern, but...
That's the thing I want to... like, that's the stuff I would want to hear from you and Ty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could talk about legal stuff, but, I mean, what is there to say that hasn't been covered?
Yeah. That's why I try to avoid that, like, when I have Andrew on. Because, like, he admits that he likes it. How you treat your daughter's first boyfriend? Yeah, I don't. I've been asked that question before. I don't know, just because, like, you know, you don't want to come off as too insensitive or too, you know, you don't want to be the crazy dad, right? Like, oh, I gotta, I'm, you know, cleaning shotguns in front of the guy. Like, yeah, that's not smart. But
that's how my grandfather got married. So yeah. my great grandfather. So my grandparents married 17, 18. Mm-hmm. Grandma was 17, and he was 18. And it was literally a shotgun marriage, not a figurative one, Drex. I'm talking when, my grandfather dropped my grandmother off from a date. I almost said his name, but, great grandfather was sitting there with the lever action.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, do you know how to clean a gun? Mm-hmm. That it's kind wild. Of stuff, man. I hear stories about my great. I never met him. I was way. He passed away pretty early, but I hear stories of my great grandfather, and man, he would have set a lot of these simps straight.
Yeah, they do. A lot of old school military men are the same way. They're just like, yeah, we don't subscribe to woke. You know what I'm saying? So that'd be interesting to see.
But see if Ty is down for that sometime.
I definitely will.
Like a Chad dad talk. And like I said, I'd love to try Larry Blydner, but that'd be a long shot. I know Larry is he's pretty active. He does his own show called That Larry Show.
Hmm.
But yeah, he's from that Dick Masterson kind of side of the universe. I got to get you. I don't have any emails to cover this week, so I don't know if you wanted to pull a few comments off of YouTube, but.
Oh, no, I'm good. I will, like, let that be that and let all people know. I appreciate them, man, because, yeah, shit.
10,000. We hit 10,500.
Yeah.
You remember how far back I said we hit 10,000 and that we're already halfway to the next 1,000?
Yep. Yeah, it happens, man.
The growth of the show has been amazing.
YouTube, you know, obviously shadow bans all this content. They don't recommend.
Oh, we just do word of mouth. Yeah. And that's why the collaborative approach is so good, right? I go on Manic and Yeetus streams and shill. Yep. And not just to shill. I offer something to the stream, and then we always shill at the end.
Yep, always.
I think Manic invited you to his gaming podcast.
Yeah, he did. I just asked him what day it would be, because, like I said, I'm crazy busy now.
Yeah, same.
It's getting to be that time. It's like,
Phil wants to do Filler Up Episode 3 next Tuesday. 8 o'clock Central. It's 2 a.m. Phil's time. And we'll invite... Phil said he was going to reach out to Jay Hefner, get him in. Because, nice. I mean, the top three requests this show has ever gotten, number one was Hammerhand, number two was producer Tim Go Fuck Yourself, and number three is Jay Hefner. The three most requested things.
That's 8 o'clock, you said next Tuesday?
Yeah. And who knows? Hey, maybe we might go a little long with that one, too, because it is the day after the bonus episode, but I'm sure I'll make it work. What we can do is like a safe for YouTube, quick 20-minute. That's the filler up episode. And then, well, you know, get off of YouTube and do the bonus episode. Yeah. That one, no, YouTube's uncensored.
Become... Yeah, that's what Joker started doing with locals. He just said, like, the amount of censorship has gotten out of control.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm... Locals, I'm not really enjoying the platform very much. And I have a big issue with Rumble, too, which is like their video service.
Because
Nick explained the work he has to do to get live streams up on Rumble.
Oof.
Because unlike YouTube, they don't just give you one stream key and you just like, I come into StreamYards, I just click go live and we're live.
Mm.
in Rumble, you actually have to go and create a new listing, and you got to get the link and share it with people, and then fire, and then take the data from Rumble, put it into StreamYard, and then hit live.
Oh,
it's quite the process. We're still on Odyssey because I can mirror Odyssey. There's no extra effort. Rumble, on the other hand, is extra effort, and I really don't appreciate extra effort.
Right, especially with light. Yeah, you're just like, ugh.
Oh, and Amber got a huge boost. So RT, Russia Today, picked up MGTOW.TV as their streaming platform.
Oh, nice. And I'm like,
fuck, Amber, RT's got a ton of money behind them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay. Beautiful. So I'm happy for Amber.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
I know it ruffled a little feathers because, you know, it's Russia. But it's like, come on, guys. Come on. It's like you said, division.
It's always going to be division. These guys are no different than the Wokies that they claim they hate.
But, I mean, good money going into MGTOW.TV means Amer can spend more money on the platform.
Yeah, more money on the platform, equipment, layout, all that stuff. Like, that's just the way it is. Like, I hope people understand, man. Guys, you have to know what a true grifter is. You know, there's a certain way that they present themselves, but...
Oh, yeah, apparently he allowed PUAs on the platform, and that's... irked some people.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's like the people who get mad at an OnlyFans thought.
Yeah.
Why blame her for milking simps' money?
Yep. Yeah, I can't. I'm not mad.
Amr's making money off of the PUAs.
Yep.
If you're dumb enough to go onto a PUA stream and give him money, I can't help you.
It's on you.
It's not like him being there takes away your content.
Yep.
Right? You and the PUA doesn't, we don't have the same message, right? No, it's not like, so someone isn't going to look at you, Drex, and say, Roosh V is also streaming. He's the only PUA I know by name. So I'm going to leave Drexel and go listen to Roosh.
Mm-hmm.
No, because those are not, that's not the same audience.
Yep.
So I don't see what they're taking from you.
They ain't doing shit. But yeah, that is it for me though.
Anyways, yeah, thanks. That was a bit of an extended outro, but you guys know how to find us and support us. Until next time, stay frosty, everyone.